In every sports complex, one question always arrives.
Field turf or grass?
This question pops into the minds of many athletic directors. Each has its own advantages and disadvantages. But forgetting about the science behind them, what does the world prefer?
I prefer grass, actually. It feels more natural. We're in a city, we have a lot of artificial things around us. It's nice to have a little bit of grass when we can.
I prefer really nice natural grass, but if it's between like a kind of bad grass surface and good quality artificial turf, then I prefer turf.
It depends on what I'm doing or what sport I'm playing or I'm taking part of, but in general I prefer grass just because there's less chance of injuries for me.
I guess I prefer grass because it is natural and softer.
Regular grass. It feels better. I'm a runner. It feels better under the feet when we run afterwards. The uneven surface.
Every person has their own opinion, but what is the better choice? Each has its own benefits and disadvantages.
Dan Martin, Director of Facilities and Operations of Athletics at MIT, is an expert on the subject matter of turf and grass. He explains which is the better choice for sports teams.
The biggest thing that's critical, particularly here like at MIT, we have the largest Division III sports program in the country, as well as club sports and intramurals, is how many usable hours you can get on a field. However, when you have multiple teams and also multiple user groups where you have what's called use pressure, then many, you know, institutions as well as professional teams have gone to what I call synthetic grass. And because of the nature of synthetic grass with the infill that we currently have, we're able to play a lot more hours on a playable surface. So like I mentioned earlier, because of playability and heavy usage, the turf field is really the way to go for us.
Wear and tear is a major problem when it comes to grass, but even after excessive use, turf does not have this problem.
Each has its own cleaning cycles and maintenance with their own costs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, general trash pickup, you do it every day, but from a maintenance standpoint, again, it's based a lot on usage. But from our standpoint, we groom the field where you actually drag it somewhere between 4 to 6 week period. We actually have a machine where we sort of smooth out all the infill product that's there. And then the other thing you want to do on a grass field or a turf field is really control, the type of food or drinks that are going out there, because that's definitely not going to do it. That's not going to help its useful life. Because of the multi-usage, I think it's a better application than natural grass.
Turf seems like it's cheaper to maintain, but...
What do the people think is better for the environment?
Probably regular grass.
I would have to say grass as well. I imagine it helps with the cooling of the environment. You know how they're putting green roofs on everything now. It sucks down a lot of the heat.
Obviously grass, because it's natural.
Contrary to popular belief, turf is more environmentally friendly.
But I think the key for me is, what are the products that are going in? So for example, we wear out our tires on our car. Now they're being recycled and used for this surface medium, which I think is a good thing instead of some landfill. The thing I like about it, though, is you don't have to use pesticides or, you know, seeds and different fertilizers to maintain the turf field like you would a grass field. So from that standpoint of runoff and things like that, I think that's a real positive thing. Again, I go back to the real key reason for it is playability. If we have a great rainstorm, which I know we're going to have the next couple days, you would be able to play even in a pouring rain on the synthetic field versus a regular grass field.
People think grass is more environmentally friendly, mainly because it's more natural.
In truth, turf is better because it comes from recycled materials. Grass fertilizers and pesticides can run off into surrounding water. There is still some runoff from turf, but since there's no fertilizer and pesticides in the runoff, it's not a problem.
No matter what your preference is,
turf is better than grass.
This has been Eitan Stern-Robbins
and Kamara Langford reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.